3, 2, again, I'm number 2.
I am the 1.
1-0!
The 1 driving me crazy!
We're back in the war room, folks.
One more time.
Bang, bang,
you have a kick-ass time.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
Well,
what was that, Sparky?
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
the D-Man.
D-Man?
And
the Ripper!
Hi, brothers!
How are we tonight?
How you guys doing this week?
Pretty good, Doc.
Rocking and rolling, Dr. John. Love to kill, huh?
Not the night of the Ripper's
first-person shooter. Playoffs!
Well, what are we going to look at this week?
Well, Dr. John, first thing we're going to do is look at Unreal Tournament.
Unreal Tournament demo!
Teams are unbelievable.
And Battlezone 2 demo.
Battlezone.
Right, Battle
Doc's favorite demon.
Battle of the Demos. And not to mention, we're going to be comparing Quake 3 Test with Unreal Tournament demo to see which stacks up as the best first-person shooter.
Boy, that'll be a face-off, Doc.
Fight in the demos.
That's right, the Rip and me.
In the war room, multiplayer.
That's right, multiplayer.
So stay tuned.
All the highlights from those three classic thriller games.
For the next edition of Ground Zero!
Zero!
With the Funky Ripper!
Rip online funny, folks. Stop raving, Heaven Ripper.
It's
always gotta warm up, Doc.
The madness roll.
Where's the madness?
Hard one.
Back to man!
Welcome everyone to our real-time review of Unreal Tournament demo.
I'm loving
it. Is it by Epic Maze Games and GT Interactive again? I think so, Dr. John. What do you think, guys?
Oh man, I love it, Dr. John.
Good game, Doc.
I tell you what, it's so much better than the original Unreal.
Well, no, it's certainly
things have come a long way.
Issues with lag. Some people with TNT cards have been reporting a lag problem. It turns out if you turn off 3D hardware support, 3 acceleration hardware support sound cards in the advanced options menu, you can get rid of that lag problem with TNT and TNT cards. What do you think of the gameplay, guys?
Oh, smooth.
Well, it's really good, Doc. I like the weapons, too.
And it's got lots of different modes, right?
Hey, Dr. John.
Domination.
That's right, Doc.
We can set up our bots, Dr. John.
Is it, Ripper? What is the best part about this game? The bots.
The bots.
Oh, man, it doesn't matter. You've got 2 computers on a local area network. You can have 6, 8, 10 bots along with you and your friends. And you can be on the same side. You can be on different sides.
Yeah.
And the bots fill in for all those extra positions you need out there when you don't have a lot of people.
Dr. John, that was
that's right, Doc.
Dr. John.
It's one hell of a game, folks.
I mean, that's going to sound realistic on this recording.
And now the new Quake 3 Arena test is out, and it's got bots, too.
Bot control's a must for anyone I know.
And one of the things I love about the bots is that it gives you an objective scale to rate yourself against. You've got everything from wimpy to godlike, I think it's called. Something of godlike.
Is it godlike?
I believe.
Godlike, Dr.
It's
John.
Inhuman. And I'll tell you, you get to find out how good you are by cranking the notches up on those bots' AI control. And
see if you can hold your own. That's right, Doc.
Oh, man, they get tough.
It's a good call.
For a while, we couldn't quite win against the Masterful team.
They got us 3 out of 3, Dr. John.
It was close. We were killing them on lower levels.
Hey, what are these big Egyptian doors, Doc?
Don't go through those. The mummy will come out.
The mummy? I don't think I can.
Yeah, your mummy will come out screaming at you. Oh,
we lost D-Man.
It's a good game, Dr. John.
Well, I'll tell you, I think this is a big improvement over Unreal thing.
Oh, Dr. John, how
the
about
scenery's
the
really good.
The flow of the
it's
game.
Smooth. It's smooth as can be.
That's right. Controls are excellent, Doc.
Nothing like it used to be.
Good response.
Local area network.
What else?
Play, fantastic.
There's two settings, aren't there, Dr. John? There's normal, hardcore, and...
Oh, and there's turbo mode.
And turbo.
We haven't figured out, but it sure seems to get fast on
turbo
mode.
We were playing... masterful
turbo.
Turbo is like bang your head.
Right, and what does it say? It says, "I hope you like to respawn."
There's a play on words there somewhere.
But
out there for Ricky.
I'll go out on a limb and I'll say I expect this game to come out with a final rating of 5 out of 5 smiley faces, a 100% basically, because I don't think you could, really improve this.
Can it get better, Dr. John?
Well, it can. We were talking about that. Can you imagine, for example, if you could build forts and stuff, like lay sandbags and have some guys back at the fort laying out sandbags, protecting flag areas?
Yeah.
Actually, put another layer in into
that
the
sounds
game.
Like a good idea, Doc.
Yeah, set up machine gun nests. Certain points and things like that. Sort of the way Half-Life Team Fortress was going, with the engineer being able to set up machine gun traps and things like that.
Sounds like a good idea, Doc.
I'd like to be able to dig trenches and lay out sandbags and set up machine gun nests and mortar pits or something. Who knows? It'd be kind of fun.
Sure would, Doc.
But other than that, I'd say this game is probably about as good as you're going to do with a first-person shooter this year. Let's hope it comes out on schedule in the next month or so.
Before Christmas, I can't wait, Dr. John.
That's our real-time review of Unreal Tournament Demo here in the War Room.
That's right, Doc.
Thanks for joining us.
Back in the War Room.
Rampage.
Hello, Dr. John. How are you doing?
Hey, Ripper, would you take a look at this?
What you got?
I just got this in the new Whole Earth catalog today. It's called a Galactic Radio Reverberation Receiver, Ripper.
All right, Dr. John.
Yeah, it says right here that radio waves from old radio shows from years past bounce around the solar system, bouncing from planet to planet, Ripper. And sometimes they come bouncing back here, and we can use this receiver to pick them up.
No kidding. Let me see that puppy run.
Hey, this thing looks pretty cool. Let's plug it in over here and fire it up, Ripper. Wow, it's got a lot of knobs and dials here. I think this one's the tuner here. Ooh.
There you are.
It says you gotta aim it at Pluto.
All right, Doc.
No, Ripper. The planet, not your stuffed Disney doll.
It's hard to believe.
Hold on. Wait. I think that's it. I think I've got something, Ripper.
All right, man.
3, 2, 1, 0!
Oh no, not that again. There has got to be something better out there than that. Oh, here we go.
I'll turn the mic off. Okay.
Oh, there's an idea. I haven't heard this one in years.
Dr. John.
What's going on? I said, what's Dr. John? We're all here at Kick Ass Geek. What's going on? Waiting for the doctor.
Latest of them all, Dr. John. The madness said, we'll never rest till you drop dead. That's what the madness said. Oh yeah, what's going on? Every day you play, you sit by the computer. There's a whole wide world out going on. Dr.
will it last? We want to know what's going on at home. Ripper, you, do you belong? Oh, what's going on?
Ripper.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of the Battlezone 2 demo.
Here we are, Doc, in the war room.
Battlezone 2 by Activision.
Combat Commander.
It's pretty darn cool.
The demo everyone, I'm sure, can get if they want it.
That's right, Doc. You can skip the particulars with the space bar.
And get into the mission right away. D-Man's flying along in his hover tank here, and his mission is to... Oh, who the hell cares? Blast them damn aliens!
Well, it's looking pretty wet out there, Doc, but it's kind of a hovercraft moving over some terrain, kind of a...
Oh, some alien terrain. Looks kind of prehistoric almost.
That's but, right, Doc. Really rainy and wet and weird trees and...
The big scenery is so much better than...
Yeah, the big thing is the grass.
...than the first one,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, big
That's
improvement
right,
over the original game. And as you know, if you played the original game, the graphics weren't too shabby in the original. They were pretty cool, at least for a year ago, and this is a big improvement.
The colors, Dr. Jack, I love the colors. Dark.
And the environment is pretty changeable. You can shoot the trees and they fall down and stuff like that, so it's really kind of neat. The explosions are great.
It's really great, Doc. There's a lot of water out there, ponds and hills and rocks.
And for those of you who liked the original game, you know, this is very true to the original game. It feels just like it. I mean, the feel of the craft is the exact same.
Exact same thing.
The weapons are pretty much the same, a few cool new ones.
But Dr. John, where are the geysers?
Well, we haven't seen, that's the other thing. In the demo, they really don't give you a taste of what the multiplayer game is going to be like. It'll be interesting to see how fun the multiplayer version is.
The only problem I had with the first battle zone were the size of the maps, Dr. John. I just felt a little constrictive.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for a larger...
Large maps would be good.
I like this one, Doc.
Oh, that weapon? That's a great weapon. It's got the sparkly weapon.
What particular map that we're playing?
Oh, yeah. This is the demo, and this is like probably the first mission in the game.
You kind of have to fly out and rescue some pilots from a crashed ship and then destroy the ship before anybody gets it.
And the ships look better now. They're kind of sleeker and more futuristic looking, and the graphics, like we said, are much improved, including reflective surfaces and all sorts of other really neat things.
And well, it should. It is 1999, Dr. John.
That's right.
It still is.
Well, it'd be interesting to see, like I said, how the multiplayer really works out. I loved this game, the original one, Battlezone 1. I thought it was a perfect blend of sort of like an action game and a real-time strategy game.
Quite a bit different, though, huh, Doc?
Well, we'll see how this one pans out in multiplayer. If it's a good multiplayer game, this is going to be a very popular game.
Yeah, that'd be great, Dr. John. You know, I get tired of the missions. Multiplayer, it's the only way to go.
What do you guys think of the graphics on this game?
They're superior
Fantastic.
To what they were before. I mean, they're really very detailed, very lush environments. The sound effects are fantastic. Really gets you into the mood.
Vibrant.
Well, I'll rate this game a potential 5 out of 5. We'll have to see the
full game. Well, the demo. Yeah, it's hard to make the full judgment on
right.
the demo.
But it looks like it's going to be a 5 out of 5 smiley faces. And
sure. I see a little Shogo in this.
Pretty
you know
good,
what I mean, Dr. John?
Smoother though, cleaner, smoother, and more detailed.
You gotta
Not
go
so
hunt
hazy.
Dinosaurs before you rescue everybody.
Yeah,
I give it a
5 on the demo, Dr. John. Can't imagine the game would really lose that much.
Yeah, and I'm
but
sure
we
the
will
game is
wait and see.
Yeah, if the game is as good as this looks like it's gonna be, it'll probably be one of those games you'll be willing to go out and pay $50 for.
The ground's all red right here, Doc.
Doc, I bet
That's
I'd
with
pay.
Your blood, soaked with the blood of the D-Man.
That's it, Doc.
I would pay the $50, Dr. John. That is the top of our scale.
That is.
Dr. John.
Right here, I gotta hop out of the ship, Doc, and then I gotta shoot some kind of a mine.
Oh, he got eaten by a dinosaur. That's a good ending for this real-time review.
It's a good thing I set up unlimited health and ammunition.
Thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Battle Zone 2 demo by Activision.
That's right, Doc. Here in the war room.
Holy smokes, this one's really old.
Ready? Got every reason on earth to be mad. I just lost the only girl I had. If I could get my way, I'd get myself locked up today. But I can't, so I cry instead. Got a chip on my shoulder bigger than my feet. I can't talk to people that I meet. If I could see it now, I'd get myself locked up somehow. I can't, I'll cry instead. Don't want to cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. Gonna have myself away, hey. I'll come back again someday. I'm gonna do you better, hide all the girl. I'm gonna break your heart, go around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break in too. Show you what your loving man can do. Until then, I'll cry instead.
Welcome, everyone, to our showdown of the demos.
All right.
Quake 3 test versus Unreal Tournament demo. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Dr. John.
Pretty
this
good,
is fantastic.
Well,
right I needed another game.
Right now, we just finished playing a couple of Quake 3 test death matches, and now we've switched over to Unreal Tournament demo again.
Great game, Doc.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the differences between the two. What do you think about the graphics, guys?
I like the graphics on both games, Doc. I think they're both really good.
They are certainly good on both games.
They're excellent.
And neither one of them would be so terrible I couldn't play.
Well, you know, you'd be nitpicking if you were, like, saying one was spectacularly better than the other. They have strengths and weaknesses, but basically they're both just awesome-looking games.
They come out even to me, Doc.
And as far as weapons, what do you think, guys? Who's got the upper hand on weapons?
Unreal, Dr.
I think Unreal does. I like some of those Quake weapons. That pulse thing, you know, is pretty cool, and the railgun is pretty darn cool, but I don't know. I love the secondary weapon firing on Unreal.
Secondary weapons, Dr. John. It's a lovely feature.
That's a big boost on Unreal
center.
Right there.
It's a lovely grading scale, wouldn't you say, Dr. John?
Right now you guys are playing on skilled, which is a little bit above halfway. We normally play about one or two notches higher than that, but
they're dropping like flies, Dr. John.
You guys didn't want to have to pay too much attention during the review.
That's right, Doc.
So you're killing them now.
You just stay with the Ripper and you got...
We normally play at, what, Adept and Masterful. Masterful's pretty darn hard. You get killed a lot at Masterful, but... I love the bots. I mean, the fact that you can set them at so many different skill levels is just so cool.
And the new Quake 3 Arena demo has bots in it, and they're pretty darn cool.
That's right, Doc. I really like some of the scenery.
The green ray gun, Dr. John.
Oh, the green ray gun is pretty awesome.
Killing spree.
Another difference is this game doesn't have any quad damage, does it, Doc?
Well, that's one thing that people have always liked in Quake. Power ups with things like quad damage and stuff like that. Control point is secure.
Is that you on my shoulder, D-Man?
Yeah, but he got killed. He was fragged pretty bad there.
That's right, Doc.
Oh, look out, flying missiles.
Doc.
Oh, some of the different levels in both games are quite impressive.
Right. Congratulations.
This guy's won. Can you believe it, folks?
Oh, that was easy.
That's it. The red team victory again.
Well, how do you rate it, Ripper? Who wins?
How do you mean?
Well, do you think one is better than the other?
Don't touch that dial, Johnny.
Hold on, Ripper. I think I got another station.
Shh.
all right. Boom. Here we go, baby. I love my girl. She looking feel good. All right. After one, baby, one in five. No one here that's out of line. You get yours, I'll get mine. Gonna make it, baby, if we try, yeah. Oh! Understand.
Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and real-time reviews. We'll see you then, folks. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. John.
Yeah.